Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
This podcast is brought to you by Joy's House. Joy's House serves adults living with life-altering diagnosis and their families by providing exceptional adult day and caregiver services. With two Indianapolis-based adult day centers, Joy's House offers safety and community for their clients while offering peace of mind and respite for caregivers. For more information, visit joyshouse.org.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is dementia care expert Tipa Snow. And Tipa, I've been rehearsing. What I'm hearing you say is, well, you may be right. You were right, I was wrong. Well, thanks for doing this. I'll leave you to it. You help me with something. Now you get me every time with that one. What phrases am I using here, and why did you come up with these?
Yeah, so we have what are called acknowledgement, affirmations, and positive action starters. Because when we want something from someone, or we do something with someone, or we say something to someone, sometimes we get it to a place where they don't like what we said. They don't want to do what we wanted. And they think we're the ones that are being wrong, mean, irritating. And so what we find is acknowledging the message we got sort of allows the person to feel heard. And once you're heard, then you don't need to say it again. If I don't acknowledge your message, for some people, that means I'm not listening. And so you increase the volume or frequency or intensity. So if I say, yeah, no, I don't want to go to the store now. And then you say, well, you know, but we need to get groceries. And I said, what part of I said I don't want to go to the store right now? So are you saying you want to stay here? Well, I go to the store. I don't care if you go to the store on your own or not. I said, I'm not going. And what's happening is I recognize you're not listening to me. And you will say, but there's no but here. If I am living with a brain change of dementia, I need you first to acknowledge my message before you move forward with trying to convince me of what you want. And it's hard because, you know, I don't see why I can't drive. And what you want to immediately do is explain to me why, again, because this is not the first time I've said it, why I can't drive, rather than acknowledging, yeah, you're wondering about the driving. Yeah, because you've always been a really good driver. It really seems unfair. And all of a sudden, well, there's nothing to argue about. I mean, it's like, damn, what happened to my argument? I was going to make an argument there. And instead, you acknowledged what I said and acknowledged it was hard, and we're in a different place. And that's
what was number. That was number 9 on my list here. Say nothing at all, which, you know, for most people is hard because, I mean, especially if somebody takes a shot across your bow, which some persons living with dementia have been known to do. They know you. They're not stupid. And sometimes they can skewer you like nobody else.
So. Or I would add, Greg, sometimes another family member who doesn't agree with what you're doing can also do it. And, you know, it's a choice we have to make in that moment. It's a hard choice to, like, do I want to have an argument? Is it going to take us to a place of a good result? Or is it worth it? And asking ourselves in that moment, is this worth it? Is this going to go somewhere that's going to be helpful or not? Is a super important pause. So that pause, not stop. We quit saying stop anymore. It's more of a pause. It's like a stop sign, like, because what you do is stop sign, you pause and then you check and then you go. And that's what we're really, you know, it's what our stop has always been, is like, stop for a second and think. So it's pause. And it's like, yeah, huh. And I can even just go, huh. Because huh means I heard you. And what? When I go, huh, what's that mean, Greg?
It means that you're actually you heard me. You're considering what I said. You've acknowledged the fact that I'm alive.
Oh, well, now that's, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way. And then it's that, oh, you have a perspective, a point of view. Listen, I could really use your help on this. Because sometimes, honestly, I do need your help. I need your help to not lose my mind. Because as a carer, sometimes I feel like I don't know what else to do. And it's like, well, maybe it's not an I thing. Maybe it's a take a step back for a second here and pause and go, what do you need that I'm missing? What is it that's making this hard for us to be with each other right now? And both of us have something that we like, want, or need, or don't like, don't want, or don't need right now. And which one of us has greater capacity to pause and look at options?
It's hard if you have not sort of gone down this path. I have two pieces of paper in front of me. I'd probably have all my books right beside me on my desk here and things like that. But there's some great lines that go into the tool belt here. It feels like I disrespected you. Wow, I'm so sorry. And don't say it quite as cavalierly as I did. You know, there has to be some genuine intent in everything we do.
Yeah. So it'd be like, yikes, Greg, that felt disrespectful. And I am so sorry, because that I did not mean it that way, but that's how it came across. Huh. Was it my tone of voice, do you think, or something else? Because suddenly my acknowledgement, wow, well, and it really wasn't my intent, but man, the way you reacted to it clearly was an unintended impact. And it was like, whoa, okay, well, I can either acknowledge this or say, well, that's not what I meant, which is a very different reaction. It's like, you stupid idiot.
you skillfully acknowledged, and you also gave me a choice, because you threw in the or something else. Because I may be thinking apples and you're selling oranges. And
we
gotta
figure that out before we get in the bathroom, or we're going to be in, you know, or in the kitchen or anywhere else. So that recognition of like, huh, am I speaking the same language you are? And it's like, evidently not. Wow. Well, that's a surprise to me, because I thought we were on the same page, and we are clearly not on the same page here.
You used to have a list of I'm sorries, and I'm sorry you're stupid wasn't one of them, but we did joke about that years ago. The list, is that still available? Have you expanded it? Because it seems that you've developed a bigger repertoire.
Yeah, and so we call them now the five acknowledgments rather than the I'm sorries, because now up in Canada, y'all are fine with saying I'm sorry. I've got to say, up in Canada, you guys use I'm sorry like it's like here. Here it is. Sort of like me. Excuse me. I'm so excuse me every time. It's like, you guys stepped in front of me. Excuse me. But you have to watch your tone. It's not like, you know, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. But many people, it turned out, don't like saying I'm sorry, because they have a sense that it's of responsibility. And it's like, huh, okay. So we had to hear people saying, I don't like saying I'm sorry when I didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, okay, wow, huh. So saying I'm sorry doesn't work for you. Okay, how about acknowledging somebody doesn't like what you said? How about somebody doesn't like how it felt? How about acknowledging somebody is really hating where they are? You know, we don't have to agree with somebody to acknowledge, this is really hard, and I hate it for you. I mean, this doesn't seem fair at all. I mean, so we still have our five, which is intent, it's emotion, it's intelligence or ability state. It's I'm sorry that happened, because, you know, whether it actually happened in fact, or whether your brain thinks it happened, it happened for you, and I've got to acknowledge, wow, for you, that's how it felt. That's what happened. Huh. And then the final one is, this is really hard, an acknowledgement of how difficult it is for us to work together or be in that space together or experience life together right now, or even experience life. So those are our acknowledgments. And then we have our affirmations, which are, wow, Greg, thank you. I appreciate your effort. It really made a difference. Ooh. And then we have our positive action starters. We have 15 kinds of different categories of things we can connect with and try to move out of where we are to where we'd rather be.
Okay. Now, you just earlier in one of our other programs, you said I can remember 5 to 8 things. Now you've got 15. So I'm going to have to pick and choose, aren't I?
Yeah. So sometimes when you have like 3 different skills, you'll have to figure out which of these skill categories. Is this a place where I need to acknowledge where the other person is? Is this a place where I want to affirm how the other person's doing? Is this a situation where I'm trying to get something going? So those are the 3 categories. And then from those categories, we can select where we think we are right now. Are we in an acknowledge? Are we in an affirm? Or are we in an action starting mode?
Deepa, can I learn this online? Do I have to go somewhere to be physically in attendance with you? How can I work on this?
Yeah, so we have these resource cards. We call them resource cards because they have the basic content in them. We also do engage with using that content when we do our champion courses or our care partner support series or our certifications. We also use them a lot during our consultations. We'll say, here, look at this card and see which of these makes the most sense for you and your person. And so these are strategies that we help people. And we actually, when we do a consult with somebody, we actually practice. So I say, okay, so I'm going to be your mom and you be you, and we'll see how this goes. So I don't understand why I can't drive. And so we get through the instinctive. Mom, and people often say, have you been to my house? No, but I know dementia, and you gave me a lot of information about what's happening right now. So here's what we're going to try. You be your mom. And so sometimes we rehearse a good bit before we turn someone loose, because habits of the brain and habits of the mouth and habits of behavior are hard to break. So
this sounds like something I could sign up for online. I could learn these skills and practice these skills online. I don't have to go and find my wife and say I'm sorry to her.
Well, I don't know. What'd you do? No guarantees on that one, Greg. I know Charlene.
Deepa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Positive Approach to Care. For more information on this program or other dementia care-related information, go to teepasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Teepa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Ooh. And if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.teepasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.